This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a very great and serious day with President Trump announcing a big press conference coming up on Monday, the press conference that he says will prove once and for all with irrefutable evidence that he won overwhelmingly the election in Georgia, and that the election was stolen from him. Meanwhile, concerning Georgia, Georgia on my mind, Andy McCarthy, the contributing editor at National Review and a fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor and one of the best legal minds around, former federal prosecutor, he has a column that says that of all the indictments, now four of them, four sets of indictments, Georgia is the most perilous threat to President Trump. Andy, thanks for making time for us on a very busy day. What makes Georgia more perilous than even Jack Smith and his indictment regarding the election battle to overturn the election?
Well, Michael, I still think that Jack Smith's Mar-a-Lago indictment is the most serious one that Trump faces, because I think it's the one he's most likely to be convicted in, and it's got very serious penalties. But the reason I underscore the perilousness of the state prosecution here is it's kind of immune from Trump's strategy of delay that he is employing in connection with the federal indictments. What Trump hopes on the federal side is to get the cases pushed beyond Election Day, in the hope that if the Republicans, especially Donald Trump himself, win the election, the Justice Department would simply drop the cases or they could be pardoned. The state prosecution is not subject to pardon. The president has no power to pardon state offenses. So if he gets convicted in the state, that's going to stick. And the other thing I would point out is I've been critical of Jack Smith's election interference indictment, because I think he's dealing with federal laws that are not designed directly to address election integrity, whereas in our system, state prosecutors and the states themselves are principally responsible for conducting and policing elections. So I think Fannie Willis has an array of actual election integrity laws at the state level that are a better match for some of the behavior that went on here than what Smith is dealing with. So I think there's a chance he could get convicted here, and if he does, that can't be pardoned.
I think a lot of people are surprised to see forgery and conspiracy to commit forgery included in these indictments, and it's not just against Trump. There are a total of 19 people who were indicted here, and many of those people have been indicted for forgery. It's based upon the idea that they tried to put themselves forward as a duly elected electors, and is that the basis for the forgery contents of these indictments?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, this points to one of the interesting things I detect out of Willis's indictment, which is that as we get down from her big overarching charge, which is racketeering, which I think is a mismatch for what went on here, as you get to seemingly less serious stuff, like forgery, like, for example, invading the, or hacking into the voting systems themselves, the election machinery, those charges could be more perilous for people because they actually are these election integrity type laws that I'm referring to. They won't get as much attention as the RICO invocation does, but they are a better fit for what happened. Her difficulty, I think, with those cases or those charges are that it's going to be difficult to tie the most notorious defendants to those particular schemes. But if she can get one or two of them, Trump, I think, is charged in a dozen counts. So, you know, even one or two would be a catastrophe for him.
Now, the way that this will go, I understand, and you make the point in your outstanding column, which we've posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, a column about why this is a perilous prosecution for President Trump. You make the point that it's very likely under Georgia law that these proceedings, beginning with his formal acceptance of his arraignment, of his indictments, it'll all be televised. And right. how does that work? And are they likely to have all 19 people in court facing charges at the same time?
Well, it's very hard to do, but it's not impossible. I happen to have been in what I think is still the longest federal criminal trial in American history, the 17-month pizza connection case, an international mafia racketeering thing in the 1980s, which took 17 months. And we started with 22 defendants, ended with 19. So you can do it, but, you know, number one, just like the sheer physical burden of doing it in a courtroom is tough. They'll have to make some adjustments. It's very hard for, I understand the judge that they have drawn in this case is fairly inexperienced. You would really, I mean, maybe he'll be great, but you'd really want to have, like we had Michael Mukasey, later Attorney General Michael Mukasey, who, you know, if you were in front of him, you knew you were in federal court and he ran a tight ship. If you don't have a judge like that, it could get very unwieldy very fast. But I think, Michael, the biggest thing is, Those cases take a long time to get them to trial. And I say that with, you know, having prosecuted cases with over a dozen defendants a few times where they were just like bad guys, you know, normal crooks. Whereas the people who've been indicted here, a number of them are lawyers, and they're going to have good lawyers and they're going to file extensive pretrial motions. The thought that Fannie Willis seems to have that she can get this case to trial in 6 months, I think she's dreaming.
Okay, and in terms of getting this case to trial and having a large televised case, let's say that President Trump proceeds with this press conference that he has promised for Monday. It's supposed to have all of the... First of all, why would you think if he does have conclusive proof that there was, in fact, electoral fraud involved in the state of Georgia, why did they wait 3.5 years to bring it out? And secondly, okay, if he does produce this startling evidence, not in a courtroom, but in a press conference from Bedminster, New Jersey, what are the legal ramifications or the chances of some of these charges being withdrawn?
Well, to begin with, I'm glad he's having the conference in Bedminster. I don't think it would be a good idea to go back to the Four Seasons landscaping place in Philadelphia. I would have been against that. Who knows why his idea of, what's completely exculpatory compared to mine is a night and day difference.
Okay, could be very different. We will talk about what happens here and the chances of either President Trump or President Biden, or Hunter Biden for that matter, actually going to jail. We'll get to that with Andy McCarthy coming up.
really are no evil people.
You don't think there are evil people in the Bible?
Jesus said that everyone is basically good.
What's your biblical source for everyone's basically good?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure always to have the perspective and the wisdom of Andrew McCarthy, who is a former federal prosecutor with considerable trial experience, and somebody who is a Fox News contributor, senior editor at National Review, leading conservative journal of opinion. In terms of the latest indictments of President Trump and the question about who's going to go to jail first, there's a column today by Richard Rahm that I talked about before you got on the air, Andy, that says who's going to go to jail first, Biden or Trump. And with all of that coming along here and a number of prominent Republicans responding to these indictments by saying that the crimes or alleged crimes of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are vastly worse than any of the crimes that are being imputed to President Trump. Do you think that President Trump is making a good strategic decision by trying to relitigate, and that appears to be his strategy both in the Jack Smith election interference case and in this case in Georgia, to relitigate the question about whether the election was legitimate? In other words, if he can prove in court somehow that the election was rigged, that it was stolen, he is of the opinion that's a get-out-of-jail-free card. Is that a smart policy strategy to be following?
I guess, Michael, it depends on what he wants to accomplish. I think if he wants to get elected, which I really don't think he has a chance to do, I think he has a very good chance of winning the nomination, prohibitive favorite right now, but if he wants to get elected, the country is really turned off by the relitigation of 2020. So what helps him, what would help him in the courtroom if he had convincing evidence would not necessarily help him on the campaign trail, because I think the public, by and large, as opposed to the Trump part of the Republican base, has had it with 2020 and wants to move on to the very serious challenges that we have that face the country in the here and now. And the 2020 thing seems to be a hobby horse for Trump, but I don't know who else is particularly interested in it. As far as a legal strategy is concerned, I do think, you know, reading the indictment, it's interesting that it's kind of a snapshot of what the stolen election storyline was circa November 2022 or 2020 through, you know, January 2023, because it has evolved since then, but it, you know, you don't see the evolution. You see in the indictment what it was back when, which was a preposterous claim that, you know, there was a fraud that had been thrown out by that point by, you know, 50 different courts, to the point where, you know, the Trump people wouldn't even go forward on their fraud allegations because they didn't have evidence. In the 3 years since, you know, it's now, we hear a lot, for example, about the 51 intelligence agents who buried the Biden corruption story and the FBI manipulation of the social media company so that they suppressed the story and that kind of thing. So I think the idea of the rigged election has refined over time. I don't find it particularly convincing, but I do think it's different now than what's laid out in Fannie Willis's indictment. I don't know that that means he'd get much traction of it with it in a courtroom, but I do not think it helps him with the election.
What about the charges of criminal violations involving bribery and FARA violations and tax evasion, all kinds of bad shenanigans concerning President Biden? Do you believe that this is going to gain traction as we move forward to a Trump versus Biden campaign?
I think that, Michael, if the political process does not address it, it won't be addressed. Because one of the most appalling things that's been done by the sham special counsel, David Weiss, is that he never filed an indictment in the Hunter Biden case, which means most of the most egregious behavior that we've heard about, particularly in the congressional reports that we've seen in the last few weeks, is now time-barred in terms of prosecution. I point out, for example, you know, the infamous WhatsApp message where Hunter is saying, I'm sitting here with my father and, you know, you better you know, do as I instructed. It's a very extortionate conversation, which was then followed within 8 days by like a $5 million payment to the Bidens. That conduct happened, the message was on July 30th of 2017, and the money was 8 days later. All of that is time barred now under the statute of limitations. You couldn't prosecute it if you wanted to. So I think if Congress doesn't, you know, continue to investigate that and unearth the information and introduce it into the political dialogue, it's not going to go anywhere as a legal case at this point.
Do you know anything about, because there has been conversation in conservative media about new exposure of Hillary Clinton stealing money and a claim that Hillary Clinton had stolen, and it's now beyond any shadow of a doubt, $37 million. Are you on top of this?
I missed that one. So I'll resist giving an opinion about whether I think she would do it if she could. I'll wait to see what.
Yeah. Again, with all of this going on, there's one thing that this previous column that I mentioned about who's going to go to jail first, Biden or Trump. The suggestion by the author is that for the sake of the country and for the sake of both political parties, that both of these guys step aside with an agreement that the Republican nominee and the Democratic nominee, whoever it ends up being, would guarantee that they would both be pardoned after the election. Your thoughts?
Your lips to God's ears.
It would be, I mean, again, rather than having this lock her up, lock him up, lock them up, lock them all up, it would be something of a relief. Andy, appreciate your perspective and appreciate always your extraordinarily balanced and open-minded view of what is going on in our country. In terms of a balanced and open-minded view of what's going on in our country, there is one figure who has emerged, not a presidential candidate, at least not yet, but somebody with so much public support that there really is the possibility of her uniting the country. At least that is what a very admiring piece suggests in the Free Press. We will get to that. We're talking about, of course, not a political figure, but a figure in the world of entertainment and spiritual renewal. Who are we talking about? One and only Taylor Swift, of course. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
It's right here and right now and very present, and this is the moment. This is the moment.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's supporters aren't backing away after his latest indictment.
And they're putting him on a spit, going after him unjustly. They're trying to divert away from the whole Biden debacle.
Yeah, he shouldn't be indicted. It's a fix.
Trump and several allies have been indicted in connection with allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The president toured a manufacturing plant today specializing in electric power conversion and spoke on how his administration has attracted $500 billion in domestic manufacturing investment. A new study finds a majority of American adults are being impacted by the country's substance abuse crisis. That's according to a new KFF tracking poll in which 2 in 3 people say either they, themselves, or a family member has experienced addiction. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And can Taylor Swift honestly bring us together at a minimal cost of only $853 per ticket? Is that really a possible source of unity and peace and harmony here in the United States? There's a piece over at the Free Press by Evan Gardner, who writes that she became a Swiftie when she was 11 years old and became obsessed buying 2 tickets to the 1989 tour in her cart. She says, it now turns out that the majority of American adults feel the same way I do. I met 70,000 of my fellow Swifties at the Eras Tour. Because I am crazy, I went twice in a row, first with my 13-year-old sister and next with my girlfriend, her 23-year-old brother, and her parents. This week, Swift finished the U.S. leg of a tour that's making her a billionaire. 146 shows, 5 continents, and who knows how many pounds of glitter. Some estimate the tour will gross $1.4 billion in less than half the time it took Elton John's last tour, the highest-grossing tour ever, to earn its $940 million. Tickets for Swift's most recent show at SoFi Stadium in L.A. went for $853 minimum. The 6 nights she performed there brought in $160 million. She's worth every penny, writes Evan Gardner. Swift boosted the nation's economy. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve credited the highest month of hotel revenue in the post-COVID era to an influx of guests for the Taylor Swift concerts in the city. That's Philadelphia. And her L.A. stint boosted the county's GDP by $320 million. Other world leaders have noticed. Justice Trudeau took to Twitter to plead for Canadian dates. Now, I'm not sure what that sentence means, given right now Justin Trudeau's marital situation, just separated from his wife. Is he suggesting that she come perform in Canada, or that she date the Canadian Prime Minister? Barbara Streisand dated his father at one point. That's Pierre Elliott Trudeau. In any event, her tour has also been literally earth-shaking. In Seattle, right here, and a tour that was attended, at least in part, by a member of the Steiner family. No more details on that. The tour produced the Swiftquake, an earthquake measured of a 2.3 magnitude on the Richter scale. The emotional gravity of the show was so intense that the BBC, Time Magazine, and NPR have all reported Swifties experiencing Eras amnesia. While we've all heard the cliche out-of-body experience, that is literally what is happening in stadiums across the country and around the world. An associate professor of psychology at SUNY Albany explained the neurological response to Swift as essentially equivalent to staving off a bear attack. It's not just the cult of Tumblr stands either. Channing Tatum and Aaron Rodgers were both caught on camera shaking it off. Girl dads from Flava Flav to Mark Zuckerberg have shown up decked out in Swiftian friendship bracelets or glitter. Even the late Kobe Bryant was a Swiftie, declaring her a certified killer. And if you think Taylor's just for the rich, her biggest demographic of fans, 49%, reports a household income under $50,000. So what's the deal? How is one woman holding up the economy, rumbling the earth, and erasing people's minds? Evan Gardner writes, for starters, she is a walking mitzvah. A mitzvah is a Hebrew word for commandment. Giving Alicia Keys' son a handwritten note, hugging Kobe's daughter mid-song, and most of all, giving $100,000 bonuses to the Eras tour crew, which cost her $55 million, with a handwritten note and her monogrammed wax seal. Then there's the community. At a Taylor Swift show, the rituals include the You Belong With Me double clap, the Shake It Off triple clap, the lyric-inscribed friendship bracelet exchange. Fans make bracelets out of colorful beads that spell out Swift song titles, quotes, and inside jokes, and trade them everywhere from the chicken tender stand during openers to the New Jersey transit ride back home. One hand signals those available for barter, while the other hand is reserved for the treasured off-limit keepsakes. So there's my personal favorite tradition, the surprise songs. Each night, Swift will play two songs unaccompanied and purely acoustic that aren't on the set list. Some may hear this and dial the American cult hotline. Others, like David Brooks, might think this is exactly what we need. See, there should be more rituals. We'll be talking about David Brooks in a moment. While I don't know every kind of clap, I do know the smile on my sister's face after a girl wearing Eras merch handed her a bracelet in the bathroom of an arts and crafts store. And it goes on. The idea that Americans can get together so deeply and so enthusiastically, why should it be impossible for, I mean, look, we have politicians who are trying to sing. Vivek Ramaswamy, who actually is featured with some shocking success in a recent poll, just tried to imitate Vanilla Ice and did Oh, it's M&M. It is. You're right. I've got to get my... All the white rappers look the same, right? Never mind. They say in this piece about Taylor Swift, this is the hunger Swift feeds with her bubblegum pinks and cotton candy blues. Finally, all 340 million of us in America are looking in the same direction, whether it's at the stage or her girl boss brat pack of Gigi Hadid, Selena Gomez, and Karlie Kloss. Taylor is neither your progressive savior nor your tortured post-feminist artist. She is, however, your long-awaited true pop star. For us Swifties, though, it will always be deeper than that as Taylor Swift moves back through her eras in earthquakes, economy boosts, and flurries of glitter. She seems to whisper in the midst of all the pageantry the words she once sang full-throatedly 13 years ago. May these memories break our fall. Each era is a reminder that even in our national epidemic of loneliness, there is one woman who's been there for us all along. And does she become an answer to a riddle that David Brooks, who's mentioned in this column, asks about very persuasively? Why, when did America become so mean? He starts out with evidence that is very tough to rebut, that in terms of accepting mean behavior, in terms of accepting depression and loneliness and isolation, something has gone terribly wrong in the United States of America. What is it? What can we do about it? We will get to that question. We will also get to more about a charge of the United States developing bioweapons. Where? We'll get to that, too, and more right here on The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, this is the best show.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I love your show.
Or hate him.
Well, I start to think that you're going to start to feel nice. You turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
And a thoughtful email came in from Bradley, and I appreciate it. Bradley says, great show today. How can any of the Georgia charges bypass constitutional free speech criteria, he asks. It seems like the Dems are pushing the envelope to see what sticks and how long voters will tolerate the frivolity of all this. The difficulty is that in terms of the constitutional guarantees of free speech, the people in Georgia, the 19 people who are being indicted, including President Trump, aren't being indicted for what they said. It's not for expressing a political opinion. It's for conspiracy. This is based on the RICO statutes. RICO stands for the racketeering influenced criminal organization. And in other words, there was a real attempt here to create electors who weren't elected, to get them certified, to bypass the governor and the legislature and the lieutenant governor, all of whom have denounced what was attempted, and basically to break the law. You have the freedom to say whatever you want. You don't have this freedom to participate in a conspiracy to rob a bank, or for that matter, to either illegally stuff a ballot box or to take ballots out of a ballot box. And is it possible that the charges against the 19 people who have been now indicted, that those charges will fall apart, that they will not have the evidence that they believe they have, that they've laid out in the indictments, and that everybody will be acquitted? And sure, it's possible. Because the way it works is you have a jury of 12 people, and all it takes is having one of those people who's skeptical about the whole thing, who feels, as you do, Bradley, it's like the Democrats are pushing the envelope to see what sticks and how long voters will tolerate the frivolity of all this. the voters who matter right now are going to be the voters in the jury. That is going forward. And by the way, that will be going forward too for Hunter Biden. When his trial, that everyone now is anticipating, and it would be a trial brought by his special counsel, that trial will probably be also, like most of the Trump trials, sometime between the beginning of the election campaign, which is, you could say, 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks from now. It's 8 days from now with the first Republican debate, sometime between then and Election Day. And to have trials of both a member of the Biden family who could implicate his father and trials of President Trump and some of his closest advisors and cohorts in this stolen election narrative, it's going to be a lot to pay attention to. And David Brooks, as I mentioned, he has a piece in Atlantic, which I believe is a preview of a new book that he's doing. And the question that he asks is, why is America so mean? And he writes, over the past 8 years or so, I've been obsessed with two questions. The first is, why have Americans become so sad? The rising rates of depression have been well publicized, as have the rising deaths of despair from drugs, alcohol, and suicide. But other statistics are similarly troubling. The percentage of people who say they don't have close friends has increased fourfold since 1990. The share of Americans ages 25 to 54 who weren't married or living with a romantic partner went up to 38% in 2019. From just 29% in 1990. A record high 25% of 40-year-old Americans have never been married. More than half of all Americans say that no one knows them well. The percentage of high school students who report persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness shot up from 26% in 2009 to 44%. Just think of that. Describing persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, 44% in 2021. My second related question, writes David Brooks, is why have Americans become so mean? I was recently talking with a restaurant owner who said that he has to eject a customer from his restaurant for rude or cruel behavior once a week, something that never used to happen at all. A head nurse at a hospital told me that many on her staff are leaving the profession because patients have become so abusive. I know former nurses who have left the profession. At the far extreme of meanness, hate crimes rose in 2020 to their highest level in 12 years. Murder rates have been surging, at least until recently. Same with gun sales. Social trust is plummeting. In 2000, two-thirds of American households gave to charity. In 2018, fewer than half did. The words that define our age reek of menace, conspiracy, polarization, mass shootings, trauma, safe spaces. We're enmeshed in some sort of emotional, relational, and spiritual crisis, writes Brooks. And it undergirds our political dysfunction and the general crisis of our democracy. What is going on? Over the past years, different social observers have offered different stories to explain the rise of hatred, anxiety, and despair. The technology story, social media, are drawing us, driving us all crazy. The sociology story, he says, we've stopped participating in community organizations and are more isolated. The demography story, America, long a white-dominated nation, is becoming a much more diverse country, a change that has millions of white Americans in a panic. And the economy story, he mentions, high levels of economic inequality and insecurity have left people afraid, alienated, and pessimistic. The most important story, says Brooks, about why Americans have become sad and alienated and rude, I believe, is also the simplest. We inhabit a society in which people are no longer trained in how to treat others with kindness and consideration. Our society has become one in which people feel licensed to give their selfishness free rein. The story I'm going to tell is about morals. In a healthy society, a web of institutions, families, schools, religious groups, community organizations, and workplaces help form people into kind and responsible citizens, the sort of people who show up for one another. We live in a society that's terrible at moral formation. For a large part of its history, America was awash in morally formative institutions. And then he goes on to talk about that and what we've lost. If such flawed, self-centered creatures were going to govern themselves and be decent neighbors to one another, they were going to need some training. He's talking about the view of our constitutional fathers. For roughly 150 years after the founding, Americans were obsessed with moral education. Now, we don't talk about it. And when you do, people get indignant. Beyond the classroom lay a host of other groups. He's talking about our recent past, the YMCA, the Sunday school movement, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Settlement House movement, which brought rich and poor together to serve the marginalized. And all of this has retreated for complex reasons. And what Brooks suggests is we need to begin to reassemble some of those moral training institutions. And certainly go back to supporting groups like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the YMCA and the Sunday School Movement and everything he mentions here. And could I also mention political parties and political organizations, which if you return to questions of character and you go back to the old Republican slogan, character counts, well, that's a contribution in the right direction, too. What about the contribution of compassion for the people who were horribly impacted by the wildfires on Maui and Lahaina? This has, believe it or not, become a political issue. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about some of the details about the Fannie Willis indictments and where we go from here on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.